You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Le Coin Palestinien. The time now is 11:51. Today, the Aida refugee camp accommodates about 4,000 people, around 650 families who took refuge in it in 1948 and later in 1967 as a result of the two Arab-Israeli wars. This camp, like the other 21 camps in the West Bank and the 8 camps in the Gaza Strip, was established with tents only as a means of temporary shelter. Since the problem of the refugees was not resolved, the camp was transformed into a permanent settlement. People, mostly poor and not able to buy a piece of land outside the camp, started reconstruction inside and built very basic houses. In effect, they became refugees on their own land, in their own country. Since space is very limited in the camp and there is no possibility of horizontal expansion, their construction expanded vertically. As a result, the camp lacks space for children to play. Around 40% of the camp's population are children under the age of 18. The Al Rawad Center was created in order to develop a cultural and theater training program in the camp. The organizers' intentions were to equip it with all the equipment and instruments needed to allow it to function independently, so that it would not continuously depend on donations. The center's aim to encourage self-expression through peaceful means, drama and art, in a secure and healthy environment which will permit it to help children overcome and manage the recent stresses imposed on them by the occupation. The long-term objective is to establish a complete and permanent cultural and theater training center in the camp, equipped with light video and sound systems, a movable stage in order to perform plays, a library to encourage reading, a computer training center, and internet to connect the children with other children of the age all over the world, as well as art workshops, painting, drawing, and mosaic. During the 4 invasions of Bethlehem area, Al Rawad Center was transformed into an emergency center. It became an emergency clinic for first aid since ambulances couldn't easily enter the camp. It also became a center for storage and distribution of food for families in need, and especially milk for children. To make a donation to the center, you can visit their website at the alrawadvirtualactivism.org. Thank you.
You are listening to Le Coin Palestinien, the Palestinian radio program from Montreal on CKUT 90.3 FM. Poetess Danielle Oanes just published her poetry book entitled Chronique de Ramallah in French. She's an active member in the pro-Palestinian community in Montreal, and I'm happy to have her with us in the studio. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Youssef.
And you are also organizing a soiree for the cultural center just to connect with what Ramzi was talking about, Aida, refugee camp.
I'm having a poetry evening this coming Friday, the 25th, at 7:30 p.m., Chapelle Historique du Bon Pasteur, 100 Sherbrooke East. The tickets are $10 and any donation is welcome. This evening, the whole proceeds of the evening will go to the Al Rawad Center to help them pay for the studies of university students in Aida camp. And the Palestinian Medical Aid is paying for the expenses of the evening, so every cent donated will go to Al Rawad. Al Rawad Center is also, I'm also giving half of the royalties of my book to Al Rawad Center, and the illustration on the cover of my book is a fresco painted by the children.
Good, good. Well, Danielle, would like you to, you are a French lady who became an active member 2 years ago. Tell us what happened, what made you decide to get involved and write poetry about the Palestinian and Ramallah in particular. And we understand this is your latest activities, but there are other activities.
Yes, that's tell us, right. That's
tell
right.
us about that, the whole thing.
On the 27th of October 2000, I went by accident to a concert. It was Samir Joubran playing the oud, and the music was so beautiful that at the end of the concert I went to congratulate him, and he told me that he lives in Ramallah. So I was very shocked because I thought this person could be dead tomorrow morning. So that shaked me, and I contacted the MAP, Palestinian Medical Aid, to see what we could do for the Palestinian people. And I started with a sponsorship, a child sponsorship, together with friends. And then I started writing poetry. And by writing those poems, I thought, well, this might be useful to shake people's indifference. And this is how I finally wrote about 100 poems, which are published in Paris. And the book will be here middle of November at the book fair. And the main aim of this book is to try to sensibilize people in another way than the medias, to try to make them feel what the Palestinian people could feel in their daily life, and also to try to open a window on the Palestinian culture. Like, there is a lot of websites at the end of the book, so that people who want to discover Palestinian culture could do so. And I hope that this will be useful. We've been doing, together with friends, quite a few actions in favor of Palestine. And, for example, we demonstrate every Friday in front of the Israeli consulate from noon to 1 p.m. And we are having a container of donations which reach Beirut, and they are clearing customs at the moment. This container is for the Border Shamali camp, the Palestinian refugee camp in Tir, South Lebanon.
And you're also organizing this soiree again. We'd like to emphasize
this
coming Friday.
Yes, this soiree during this coming Friday is going to be, I will be reading for half an hour my poems from the Chronicle of Ramallah. And then I will have a person coming back from the civil mission who will give a statement, like Robert did earlier in this program, to tell us about their experience there. And then I will have together with me five young Palestinians, students here, who are going to recite Palestinian poems translated in French, or one in Arabic, and they are mostly Mahmoud Darwish's poems, and one poem from Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor.
Well, he's with us on
the line. Okay, Ahlan, Ahlan.
Hi, Ahlan. How are you doing?
Okay, let me say from Aida refugee camp in Beit Lahem, we have on the line Dr. Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor. He's the director of a Rawad Cultural and Theater Training Center. And Danielle, as we mentioned, is organizing the cultural soiree for the center. Welcome to the program, Dr. Abdel Fattah.
Thank you. Thank you for all.
Dr. Abdel Fattah, would you tell us who would think of a cultural center in a refugee camp when the camp faces Israeli tanks daily? And why a cultural center?
Well, the best way to fight war, I think, is culture. And I think it was in a correspondence between Einstein and another one, I forgot the name, that it is with culture that we fight war. Culture is very important to propagate awareness and sense of justice and understanding of what is going on. Thinking of culture is really thinking the best way, the best non-violent way to act against war, to act against ignorance, to work against the threat of the war and the side effects of this war on children and on people in general. So I think with this, we try to focus on the most hurt, which are the children. It's basically a cultural center for children. But in the crisis, it was also for adults who suffered from different things and needed help on different issues.
Could you tell us more about the cultural center and how it serves the children?
Well, the cultural center is basically was designed as a theater training center for children to create a theater troupe where the children are the main actors, where we share the responsibility of making a play and produce it. That was the basic idea when we started. Afterwards, and mostly in the early Intifada, we saw that most of the hurt were the children. And in the absence of a place where children could play or pass their time, because in a refugee camp like Aida, there is no green spaces or centers for children or playgrounds or whatever. So we rented a place in the middle of the camp that is safe, at least from the hitting of direct hitting by the army, by the yellow settlement which surrounds the camp and the military points around the camp. And we opened it. And during to the long sieges, the last one took 43 days, we have issued, began many different activities, such as wall painting in the camp, computer training. We started on the creation of library with the help of Daniel, which didn't till now realize really, but we started it at least. And also it was a center where it was converted into a clinic in the crisis. In the full re-occupation of Aida camp and invasions of Bethlehem area, the camp has no clinic, so it was converted into an emergency clinic and a field hospital. And so it received a lot of people from the camp and from the surrounding area because the way to the main hospital was closed. Mm-hmm. Adults also started to ask for training on computers, for language training. We had volunteers, international volunteers from different countries who taught English, French, and computer as well. And also we are receiving international and coordinating efforts of the best way to invest in culture, to propagate the sense of justice and fight the ignorance which surrounds and camps over this world.
Well, great job. This is a good job, Dr. Abdel Fattah. I want to thank you very much for reaching out to Montreal and hope more Palestinian centers
I would like to thank you for allowing me this chance, and especially on the event of the 25th, where Daniel has initiated it, and in focusing on our one of our main fight for students' rights to have education as well as children. And having this closure and this curfews, continuous curfews, and fighting students that have the desire to fight against all this and to go to school and to university and to wish to learn at least, or given the opportunity to learn, this is a great fight. And I hope that we could find people that help these students and children continue to learn, because this is a great fight against violence and against injustice. And we have begun to initiate a scholarship with the help of some friends, but we can't help everybody because the demand is great. And as you know, since 2 years almost, nobody is able to work and produce money. And that's what the main focus we try to work on. Don't send food. Don't send drugs. Help the people to remain and to have their dignity by eventually helping them to work, create job creation, as we try to do in the camp, job creation for women, that they would transfer their art you and to the whole world for embroidery, for whatever means that we have a lot of creative people who could work and present another face for Palestine, another face which is really illuminating, because what we see is what you see mostly is the image that the others want to convey to you and not what is on the real ground. And by the way, we invite anyone to come here and visit and eventually to volunteer in our activities.
Good job. Good job. It's a great job, Dr. Abdel Fattah. Would like to hear one of your poems, Danielle. We're coming to the end of our program.
Okay.
Do you have anything on Ida?
I would like to add that I was so impressed by Dr. Abdel Fattah's actions during the crisis in March, April, that I dedicated my book to him, that half of the proceeds of the book will go to the children in Aida camp. And I hope that the coming evening, the poetry recital we will be doing, and which is for Palestine and in honor of Palestine, because we want to share with people in Montreal, we want to share the Palestinian culture to them. We want to have them listen to Abdel Fattah's poem, to Mahmoud Darwish's poem, and to get another perspective on Palestine, to see Palestine in broaderies, and so on. So I would like to conclude by reading one of my poems. It's called Solitude. Laisse-moi fermer les yeux pour me réfugier dans mes ténèbres à moi, pour m'enivrer du goût amer de ma tristesse, jusqu'à ce que la conscience me quitte enfin et que la douleur cesse. Horreur, malheur et pleurs, mes pieds meurtris butent contre les douilles des grenades sur le long chemin de la terre aliénée, parsemé de pierres que les enfants ont jetées, sur la route qui ne mène qu'au cimetière. Laisse-moi fermer les yeux pour cacher mes larmes, amères comme ce qui nous reste de vie, malgré notre jeunesse, malgré notre beauté. La vie s'enfuit comme l'oiseau chassé par la tempête. Laisse-moi fermer les yeux pour ne pas voir la mort, ma mort à moi qui rôde autour de moi, car à 20 ans, je suis déjà sa proie. Laisse-moi fermer les yeux de mon propre vouloir, et avant que ce soit pour la dernière fois. So, in conclusion, let me invite once again all the listeners. They are all welcome. 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October the 25th. The entrance fee is $10, and all donations are welcome. This is for the students in Aida camp, and we hope that the students in all campuses in Montreal will come, and everybody is welcome. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Danielle. And thank you very much, Dr. Abdel Fattah.
Shukran,
Doctor. My guests were poetess Danielle Oanes, who just published her poetry book entitled Chronique de Ramallah in French, and she's an active member of the pro-Palestinian community in Montreal. And from Aida refugee camp in Beit Lahem, on the line, Dr. Abdel Fattah Abu Sour. He's the director of Rouad Cultural and Theater Training Center.